I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Bish is out today, but it's Cakes, JP, and EB. Want to do a quick little shout-out to my guy Ben from Colonial Parking. So there were a couple days where I came into the studio, and I was in a separate studio because I had tested for COVID. And that first test actually came back negative. And I signed up for parking with Colonial Parking. And I mentioned this the other day. And I got the pass to park right across the street, Colonial Parking. And I never once parked there in the month of April because then I caught COVID. And then, you know, just a cavalcade of circumstances. I was quarantined in my mom's house. And then my mom was hospitalized and passed. And I never parked there. And then all of a sudden, I got a bill for May. I was like, oh, and they have like a 30-day policy. Well, my guy Ben, who is a Junkies listener, got me a refund on everything. Because I never once parked there.
Distress call.
I mean, I was about to pay, and by the books, I guess I should have paid for 2 months of parking. But never once did my car enter that lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they hooked me up. So thank you to Ben from Colonial Parking. He's a big listener to the show, wants to come see us one day. So when all four of us are back and everything's good, kind of like post-COVID and everybody's double vaccinated, Ben, you're welcome to come by and say hello on the show. So that was huge.
It reminds me. I need to make another call. I basically was freaking out yesterday when I left because, again, when I used my card to get in the morning, like the last three mornings, I got to pull the ticket. It's not working. Like, why does it work sometimes and not work other times? And then they say, call in the afternoon or whatever. When you come back in the afternoon, it should work. Well, it hasn't been working. So I started screaming at the lady. I actually started screaming at her. I said, you want me to call again? I keep calling. What's the point?
It sounds like they're providing really good customer service, too.
I mean, what is the point? But you remind, I got to call again.
Talk to my guy Ben, man. Maybe he can make it happen.
Do you have a number? Text me the number.
I can. I'll send it to you. I think Drab has the number, too.
So hold on. Ben is definitely Colonial.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. They operate several lots.
Yeah.
So I mentioned before the break, Pro Football Focus. And we love having the guys from Pro Football Focus on. We had Kevin Cole on just a couple days ago.
Yep.
From PFF. Well, they put out an article yesterday ranking all 32 NFL rosters post-draft. Not surprisingly, Tampa comes in number one, right? Makes sense. They re-signed all their guys, Super Bowl team. Kind of a surprise to me. Do you know who's number two?
I was looking at it. I don't have it jumped out.
I do. Cleveland Browns.
By the way, these are pre-draft rankings. These are right before the draft.
Got right. you. That's right, because they put in the draft capital rank on there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about the Washington football team, you know, you go down the top teams, which all kind of makes sense. KC, Buffalo, Green Bay. Washington comes in at number eight, EV.
And another surprise, like they have Denver at six. They have Denver at six, two spots before Washington football team, which I found surprising.
They have Denver and Washington kind of in the same boat.
And the Ravens sandwiched in between them.
Yeah.
At seven.
Yeah. Look, I think it's I think it's a pretty darn talented team. I really like what they've done in the offseason. And I'm frankly stunned by it. I didn't see this a year and a half ago when they were coming off of three wins, right? And they had just a bleak quarterback situation. I think we can go through it because I was doing it on my own during the break. And when you look at it position by position, like I'd say, I think I'll be a little bit more probably positive than most. But I think our quarterback group right now, I give it a B minus.
Well,
maybe a
PFF, PFF said that Fitzpatrick ranks 18th among 32 qualifying quarterbacks in passing grade since 2019. That's, so middle of the pack.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm saying B minus quarterback room. Yeah. You know, it's obviously some people, I think a fair might also be say C, but I would say B minus quarterback. I think our running backs, at least a B to B plus, like surprisingly good. I think our receiving group, like shockingly, all of a sudden is like a B plus.
Valdez with an A?
Maybe
there's
an
no way you can give it an A because they don't have, and as much as I like Terry
McLaurin, Logan Thomas,
they don't have. They don't have, like, a Hopkins. They don't have, like, a super premier number one receiver.
Terry McLaurin is a premier number one wide out.
I think McLaurin, with Fitzpatrick at the helm, he's going to be in that conversation in 2021 if he stays healthy.
All right, so let's just say, I would say McLaurin, Samuel, and then, I don't know, Humphreys, Brown, whoever it's going to be, I think it's at least a B+. At least a B+. Tight ends, I'd say B.
A+.
You think A+? Okay, because you're a Logan guy. I think offensive line is much maligned, but as Pro Football Focus pointed out, I think they were sixth in their rankings. So I think offensive line is like a B, maybe a B-, but I think it is what it is. I mean, we're going to lose Sheriff, but for right now, it's like a B. And then defensively, I mean, the line, right, the front four, what do you give that? You got to give that an A. The linebackers have upgraded big time if Jamin Davis is half as good as advertised. You got to give that at like a B- maybe. Corners, I think they're upgraded with Will Jackson, right? I would say B. That fair? Your secondary, a B? I think Cam Curl's legit. I mean, this is a good team.
I mean, I think that, look, they've gotten better. On the back end, they were not good against the pass. And I think the defense, and I think you agree with me, B, though in some statistical categories they show up as one of the top teams, I think they're a little bit overrated.
They didn't play like it. They
and
didn't
we'll
get
see
stops.
What happens this year when they play better quarterbacks. You know, look, you got to play your schedule. And last year some of it was in their favor that they played backup quarterbacks and didn't play, you know, all of the top teams. I thought they were exposed by the Buccaneers. Now, the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. Really great team, but they gave up over 500 yards to the Buccaneers. And I think there were ways, and we saw this, where teams can scheme and kind of negate the strengths of that defense.
Well, that's right?
With
why
quick
they drafted
passing.
Davis, right? One of the things they were doing is, you know, utilizing those tight ends to kill us.
Right. But also kind of that quick passing game, the
quick
rollouts.
Yep.
I think we saw the Rams do that against them.
Yeah.
So, yes, Chase Young should be even better this year. Montez Sweat should be even better. So, yeah, that defensive line's really good. If you want to chime in, by the way, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Do you think PFF having Washington's roster eighth is a good representation of what Washington has? Or do you think they are going too far? Washington's not that good. You're not willing to commit. Or do you think they're even better? 800-636-1067. See, to me, though, the biggest thing is when you go to the offense, all right, teams that have, and I know there aren't a ton of them, but teams that have Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, they're on like a different level offensively. And teams that also have receivers like DeAndre Hopkins, you can say Terry McLaurin's close, and I don't want to negate how good he is. I just don't think he's that next level. So I think you're a little bit higher on the weapons that they have than I am. And the quarterback's running the mill. So, you know, I think offense as a whole is probably at best middle of the pack.
I think if Fitz can deliver, you're going to see McLaurin's numbers go through the roof. Because look at the numbers he's put up in his first 2 years with just an absolute trash heap at quarterback with a guy in Alex Smith who wouldn't throw the ball downfield, with just a gigantic bust in Haskins. I mean, he's had some of the worst quarterback luck so far in 2 years that you could imagine. He's going to have a competent quarterback sliding in that's going to heavily target him throughout the season. I'm telling you, his numbers are going to be big.
I'm with you.
In 2021.
Because remember, when we had Fitz on, he's talked about it. People characterize him this way, and he acknowledges it. He likes to go to his top targets and give him a chance to win the ball.
Yep.
He's going to throw, as Cakes calls them, YOLO balls. You know? He's going to give him a shot to come down with it. And especially, man, if this Diami Brown is as good as his college highlights, if he's that good downfield at this level, watch out.
But I think you're overstating, like, the running game. I can't remember the exact grade you just gave them.
I gave them a B+, I think, for their running game.
All right, essentially, they're bringing back the same guys, right? Not really changing anything at running back. They finished 26th in the league running the football. They weren't a good running team last year.
No,
I know that we liked what Antonio
him.
Gibson did.
It's the way they utilize him. It doesn't matter if you run or if you're throwing swing passes to him. To me, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, they finished 30th in the league in total yards, so the passing numbers were even worse than the rushing yards. Yeah. And I understand you're going to have a better trigger man under center, but those guys weren't doing that much.
But again, when you're facing Alex Smith and Haskins and, you know, that group of quarterback, of course you're going to load up on stopping the run. That's a no-brainer. Like, you don't have to account for the quarterback.
All right, so where do you see Washington? Let's just talk about the offense. Again, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. At best, I see them getting to, like, middle of the pack. At best. They finished 30th out of 32 teams. The only two teams below them in yards per game were the Giants and Jets.
I think if Fitz plays the entire season, they could have an offense that finishes top 12 to top 16 in the league.
Top 12?
Yes.
Wow. They're saying middle of the pack, though. 12 to 16 is...
bullish on Fitz.
Yeah,
I'm bullish
on Fitz, too, actually. Maybe too much, but I feel like he's playing the best football of his career. I'm a little surprised that Pro Football Focus has him ranked 18th in the last 2 years, because I feel like he, at times, plays better than that. Certainly in the last 2 years, I feel like he's played better than that. But it kind of shows that he is inconsistent. I don't know. I would look at points. Where did we rank in points last year, JP, offensively?
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, if we were 30th in yards, where were we in points?
Hold on 1 second. I clicked off the window.
I think we were a little bit better, though, than the year when we won 3 games, which I think, you know, makes sense.
Well, you would have to be by getting to 7.
Well, just so you know, the Packers, Bills, Bucks, Titans, and Saints all averaged over 30 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, that's not
five teams.
We're not that.
Washington was, let's see, 30, 28, 25th, and averaged 20.9 points per game. So 21 points a game, 3 touchdowns is where Washington
was. See, 21 is actually a little higher than I would have thought. And think about it. They scored 21 points a game with, I would say, F grade level quarterback play.
Yep.
Like, just literally F.
Garbage at quarterback.
Garbage quarterback play. All due respect to Alex Smith and his courage.
By the way, that was a huge improvement because the year before,
right, it's like 16,
which of course
right, or
included Bill Callahan,
right,
was 16.6.
Yeah, they were so bad. I mean, beyond. So 21, I mean, it seems like a huge improvement. Yeah. I think they could get to 24, 25. Where would that put them?
Last year, 24-25 would have put you...
middle of the pack?
Yeah, I mean, the Falcons averaged 24.8 points per game. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much like right in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
That's what they should be aiming for.
Yeah,
middle of the pack in year one with Fitz.
You can't tell me with those weapons and with a total upgrade at quarterback, even if you don't, if you're not a fan of Fitz, is anybody going to get Fitz worse than a C? We all agree quarterback play last year was an F. I mean, this is a significant upgrade, even if you don't even think that highly of Fitz. It's a significant upgrade.
Yeah, and I do think the defense should be significantly better. Just look like Chase Young gave us flashes and had really great games, but rookie season.
Yeah.
He's only going to get better.
And
we saw the development of Sweat.
Yeah.
And so I think they're going to be a lot better on the defensive side. You had a stud corner in free agency. You had a stud linebacker in the draft.
So I would.
The biggest question mark to me, it's obvious. It's what fits are you going to get?
Right. So, you know, Jason and I both went to DeMatha, right? So I followed DeMatha on Instagram. And apparently Chase stopped by DeMatha either yesterday or the day before. And he's wearing like a cutoff Under Armour shirt. Mm-hmm. And he's like got his arm around Father James. And I mean, he looks like a monster. Like, he looks like even bigger, stronger.
Right.
Even fat.
He looks like
faster.
He's from another planet.
Yes. Than last year. I mean, he just, now he's a little Father James, you know, the small, older guy. But I mean, I just can't wait to see him back on the field. I just, you know what? I got to find the picture and put it in the hangout. So you guys, I know Valdez will just stare at his guns. You're just going to be so sized for his shoulders. I mean, he looks like me, 11.593 of those coconuts that I used to have.
Bowling balls.
Yeah. I'm sure he looked like you.
11.593 cakes.
I'm sure you looked anything like Chase Young.
He just compared Chase Young to himself.
Yeah. He looked when like, I used to have those coconuts on my shoulders.
He looked like 11.593 when he was in seventh grade.
That's true. That is true. That's true.
I mean, you're comping yourself to Chase Young.
Yeah. Hello, cakes.
No, Chase is comping himself to Eric. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the picture. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to send it to you real quick. I don't want you guys to see it. I mean, just look how big he is. I know maybe we can tweet this out, too. Don't go to break yet. I'm putting it right here in the out. I can't even believe we call it the out hang.
Google Hangout?
Yeah, I mean, you're so butchered the line. Look at, just look how big he looks. Did that work?
I don't have Instagram, so I can't see.
No, no.
It.
Oh, it won't show
no,
you.
No, I'm not that impressed.
You're not that impressed?
That priest looks like he's 4'11".
I was expecting more. You oversold
yeah,
it.
You definitely yeah. oversold it.
That's oh an oversell. God. A full oversell.
Look how much bigger he looks than Father James.
Well, of course.
The 90-year-old
how
priest.
Old is he? How old's the father here?
Yeah. Dude, it's not like he just left the gym. Maybe he did. He probably lifted.
He just got a pump. Look at his arm.
Yeah.
Look at his shoulders.
Come
on. That looks like 11.593.
I actually feel like he couldn't tackle me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All
now,
right.
That sounds like a good bit.
Yeah.
That sounds that? Like a good
hey, you know what?
Chase let's get the waivers.
Me and Chase Young will do an Oklahoma drill.
Let's get the waivers out.
You don't want I can't wait to do with see that, that, buddy.
Can you get your boy Logan Thomas to set that up?
Yeah. Sure.
You don't want anything to do with that. I think he looks sick, but all right. Maybe I oversold it.
That's your guy.
This is my guy.
Double bias. It's Chase Young on Washington football team. Yeah.
I mean, I'm
going
to take my next picture next to a 95-year-old father too.
Yeah.
So I look
Chase
silly.
Chase looks sick, and then the priest definitely looks sick.
Come on, man.
All right,
got to
take
like
a break.
Help.
EB, why don't you put that up on your Twitter at EB Junkies? Because I can't get to it on Instagram. I don't have Instagram.
Right. So. It doesn't matter.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Mentioned earlier, there is a chance at a D.C. trifecta night. You've got the Nationals in action. Eric Fetty on the mound against the Braves. You've got the Wizards in action against the Bucks. Wizards have been rolling. Westbrook coming off that 21-rebound, 24-assist game. And you got the Caps playing the Rangers again. We just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day. Brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Which team is the biggest lock to win tonight? Didn't want to go negative and say which is the most likely to blow
right.
The D.C. trifecta, but which is the biggest lock?
Well,
early poll
Caps.
Is the Capitals.
Caps.
They've got 56%, and then it goes Wizards with 37%, but that's early. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Really? People are so down on the Nats are third? I think the Nats are second.
The Nats are third, probably because it's Eric Fetty on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, the Wiz are hot, but maybe that's why, because the people are just thinking the Wiz are just so hot. But
I actually just saw what I thought was a pretty interesting stat from Matt Weyrich. I'm not sure that's how you pronounce his name, but he put the record through the first 25 games of the Nats the last four seasons. Did you see this?
No.
So the Nationals have been one of the best teams in baseball, right? But they just do not get off the hot starts.
Right.
2018, first 25 games, 11-14.
Right.
2019, 11-14.
Right.
2020, 11-14. This year, a one-game improvement, 12-13.
Right. I said before, the fact that they were 12-12 going into yesterday, I thought was pretty remarkable, considering all the crap that they've been through. So let's see if they can rebound today. I think Fetty's pitched better, like I said earlier.
He has. I mean, after that disastrous 1 2/3 opening against the Braves, he's given up one earned run or less in three or four outings.
Yeah.
And the fourth, he gave up three earned runs.
Yeah. So the only thing with Fetty is, and he did it last time, I think he went six. They seem to let him, they pull him after like four or five innings typically. You know, if
they don't like to see
a third time around.
Right. They don't like to see batters get a third crack at him.
He's gone 5-5-6 in his last
is
three outings.
Is it that, or is it just not have the arm strength or the
I'm
endurance?
Sure there are analytics behind it.
I'm sure they have reasons.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see, you know, it'd be nice if he could go six innings again.
Anyway, you can vote at Junks Radio on Twitter. Follow us there on the Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. You know, one thing we didn't get to on the sports page, which I know, EB, you're into, is the Tim Tebow story.
Yeah, I just love the Tebow deal because I have so much respect for guys that don't care if they get joned on, don't care if they get ridiculed. They're just going to do what they want to do. And I think, to be honest, he gets ridiculed because look, even for my taste, he's probably a little bit over the top with the religious stuff. You know, I grew up in a very religious family. My father was a pastor. But, you know, I try to keep my faith stuff to myself. I'm not that open like he is. So I think that rubs some people the wrong way. But I just love how he just doesn't care. And, you know, he's willing to go out there and embarrass himself and play professional baseball.
Yeah,
he's for years.
This is the way I look at it.
Sit on buses.
You know this. We played on a team till we were 40 years old, right? And we probably would have kept playing, except it just became harder and harder for us to, like, field a team because our kids started playing, and we played on this co-ed team, and it was hard to find girls that were still playing. And so that team folded, but there's nothing like team sports. And that can be on a recreational level.
That's why my kids are required to play sports.
And so he's still young and capable at some level to play professionally. Now, was he good enough in baseball to make it to the major leagues? No. But he played professional minor league baseball chasing a dream. He wasn't good enough.
That's fine.
He's still young enough to try it in football. And so I'm not going to hate him for trying. And what it seems like, the Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, was on Bleacher Report's draft rap show. And he didn't say anything specifically, but he admitted that he believes Coach Urban Meyer thinks Tebow can help them.
Yeah, listen to the quote. This is actually from Tony Khan, the son of Shad Khan.
Nepotism, silly.
Okay? And so he's great. In the front office. He says, Tim has definitely come in and worked out. Beyond that, I can't say too much, but Tim has come in and worked out as a tight end. That's not a position that we've seen him play, but it's a position that he's been practicing at with us. So it sounds like more than once. So that'll be interesting to see how that contributes to us on offense, too. Obviously, Urban knows Tim really well, and Tim has got a great history of winning. Urban, this really, when I read this, this jumped out at me. Urban really believes he can help us. And I think it makes a lot of sense, and it's a position where we need to get better. And frankly, I'll be honest with you. Tim wasn't particularly successful in baseball, right? But he still was hitting like 200, you know, which I challenge anybody out there, any high school star that thinks they can go out there and hit 200 in professional baseball, right, after not having played in 10 years. He still was pretty close to the majors, and it never made sense to me, even if it was for a publicity stunt, you know, like I said, why would he quit now? Like, he was so close to a September call-up, if he could just keep it going. This makes sense. This has been the plan all along. When he saw that Urban was going to get this gig, he decided to hang up the spikes. And, you know, let's be honest, minor league baseball sucks. Traveling around on a bus, hot summer.
No like, money.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a multimillionaire with a smoke show for a wife. He's got a million better things to do than play baseball if he doesn't love it, right? So I didn't understand why he quit that. Now I understand. Because he wants another crack at football. And I freaking love it. I love it.
He's not stuck on being a quarterback.
Yeah, no.
You know, it just didn't work out for him at quarterback. You know, some would argue on his behalf that they were winning games and he won a playoff game.
Right.
And all that sort of thing. But the league kind of decided you're not good enough to be a quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
And so he now just, like, that's what I don't hate. Like, look, I've got bad knees. I've had surgeries and all this stuff. I love playing sports. Like, it can be terrible dad basketball, whatever. I like playing it. And I think that that's part of his DNA is he likes to compete. He's at a much, 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 much higher level.
He's an elite athlete.
Right.
People can say what they want. He's an elite athlete.
And so that's tough to walk away from.
Of course.
When you still have it in you.
Of course. And I actually think he can help. I actually think he could. Just guessing that he's that good an athlete. Now, maybe he'll be a disaster. Maybe he won't be able to block at all. I'm sure his blocking technique is awful.
I mean, he's never played the position.
Understood.
I mean, it's a lot to digest.
Understood. But the Redskins just signed a guy, or the Washington football team just signed a guy who never played the position at tight end.
Right.
If there's one position
but
where you could.
25. Tebow's what, 33?
Understood, but this is also another elite athlete who understands the physical nature of football. I actually say he might have a better shot than the 25-year-old kid that they just signed because he's actually played football.
Yeah,
he's been hit a million times.
He's going to know the plays.
He knows what it's like.
And he might be, look, he might just be a gadget guy. Like an H-back. You know, when Washington would always have an H-back, which was really a tight end, but they almost line him up as a fullback?
Right. Right.
Imagine a pitch to Tebow on a rollout.
Yeah,
now the defense has to prepare for him to maybe throw a 10-yard pass or run with the ball.
Right. Why couldn't he be like a Taysom? I don't think he throws it much worse than Taysom Hill.
No.
I think Taysom Hill's kind of a joke when he throws the ball. But nevertheless, I don't even care if they cut him on the first day. I just love that he's willing to put his balls out on the line and doesn't care. He knows he's going to be ridiculed. Guys like Cakes ridiculing him across the country.
No, I don't. Again, I don't ridicule him. I'm ambivalent towards him. I don't get swept up in the Tebow fascination like a lot of people do.
I
don't quite understand it. It's kind of weird to me that everybody gets so swept up in Tebow.
Look, you got to go all the way back.
He was a college hero to people.
The reason why is because he was one of the greatest college football players in the history of the game.
Understood.
Okay.
But there are a lot of those guys. The NFL is littered, with the bones of guys like that. There's a million of those guys.
But the reason why it's interesting,
he's right up there, Case.
Right. The reason why it's interesting is because he was so good in college.
He's very interesting to you guys. No, he's not that interesting to me. Maybe I'm in the minority.
You said you don't understand. No, it's not just to you. You said you don't understand why other people are fascinated by the Tebow.
Can I give you an example? I was fascinated by the guy. They made a Disney movie about the guy that stopped pitching for like 5 years, and then he came back and became a reliever, and he was pretty good for like a year or two. That story's amazing to me.
I mean, I watched the movie, but I mean, I can't remember. Do you remember the guy's name? Is that fascinating? Do you remember his name?
No, but I'm telling you that I loved that story at the time, and it doesn't matter if I memorized his name. It doesn't matter.
Eric can't remember what he had for dinner last night.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But Cakes, this is different. This is a guy that won the Heisman Trophy, that won a national championship, that some argue is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, college football player of all time, that went to the NFL, didn't have as much success, clearly, that then tried his hands at baseball and is going back to football. So when you say you're not into it, that makes sense. Everybody makes their choices. Like, I'm not into some things that you're into. You're not into some things that I'm into.
But
you also said, why is the country fascinated? And the reason why is because of all the history.
He was a national hero for a lot of college football fans. He really was. And I think also people are drawn to the fact that he's willing to kind of speak his mind. And so people do root for that.
And, by the way, he's also somewhat polarizing because some people don't like the fact that he's put religion front and center.
Absolutely. I think
so that actually makes you even kind of a bigger deal.
I think that's why
a
lot of people don't like him.
Yeah.
Because they it rubs them the wrong way.
And you know, the little things, too, over the years, the little things like, is he a virgin? Is he not?
I don't care about that.
I actually believe him. I'm dumb enough to believe him. I'm dumb enough to believe him, but I think maybe technical virgin. I think
that was my theory.
That's
weirder
than being a virgin. Technical virgin.
Well, maybe not in the same, like, you know, like maybe like Howard Johnson's were in the house, and you know what
right,
I mean?
Of course. That.
Of course.
That's what I'm guessing.
Hey, I'm getting a little bit sized because the Jags tight end unit has got to be the worst in the NFL.
Looking at him
I barely
now.
Even heard
of
any
it's,
of these guys.
The donk that used to be in Cincinnati is there. His name is escaping me.
Names on the depth chart are...
Oh, Eifert?
Eifert. Tyler Eifert, yeah.
Yeah, but he was like...
He was decent, though,
really
right?
Hurt all last year,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
he?
He's fragile.
Yeah. Outside of him...
Is it O'Shaughnessy? Is he listed as a tight end?
Yeah, he's nubs. Yeah. Chris Manhertz, Luke Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, if he's looking to break in as a tight end, he's
That's
with the right team.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. I don't doubt that he would be a horrific blocker. But I don't doubt that. But I also don't doubt that he can catch the football and that he could learn to run the routes. And that, like JP says, they could use him in little packages. I don't know. I root for the guy. And if they cut him, who cares? I'm rooting for him.
I don't think Eifert's there either. He's a free agent.
Okay, so
they literally have nobody.
Okay.
They have nothing. Right.
I think he could be a good
I've
blocker.
Never heard of their
you
starting
think he could be
tight
a good blocker?
End. Yeah, because blocking, from what I've been told, is all about
technique, right?
Well, a lot of it is like heart and desire. And
he's got a lot of heart.
Yeah.
That's true. And I know.
Especially at tight end.
I think you're overstating the heart and desire factor. Cakes can speak to this for his 2 days.
What?
He may have had heart and desire, but
no,
when he got lined up.
I don't think I had either.
Cakes is the worst athlete we've ever seen.
But when he got lined up against a 250-pound dude,
by the way,
it didn't matter how much heart he had.
I think there's a lot of overestimating people's athletic talent in a lot of these rooms here.
Right.
Especially by one drab T-shirt.
Right. But hold on. I don't think that's fair, Cakes. I've seen far worse athletes.
The only heart Cakes wants is during the Cakes Classic. Yeah.
But I actually agree with Cakes. I don't think Cakes had the heart or desire. He didn't have the heart or
Agreed.
Desire of Tebow.
I wasn't. Are you kidding? Of
okay,
course
but
I
my
don't.
Point is the heart and desire is only going to take you so far. Okay. Yeah.
The only
that's
thing
Cakes
desires is a post-show nap.
Yeah.
Look at the bags.
He wants to flop a set every single time.
I'm set mining all night tonight at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just praying that happens.
I don't know. I just know that the average person sees that story and they mock him and they just ridicule him. And I love it. I root for him. It makes me root for him even more.
Hey, and
I would
and
say
he can
80%
actually,
of the country's against him.
And he can actually say, I won a playoff game as a starting quarterback in the league. You know who hasn't done that? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick's never even been to a playoff game.
Right.
Tebow actually won one.
Okay. Who would you say is a better NFL quarterback?
I'm not denying you that, but I'm just saying for people that just dismiss what he accomplished, yes, he wasn't as successful in the NFL as he was in college football.
I think Brett still owes me money on that bet. We had a bet like back like 15 right. years ago. I think Brett owes me money.
But the point is, he did actually make it to the NFL and had some success. He won some football games.
ESPN is licking their chops to cover him.
Oh, they can't wait. They're so horny for it to happen.
Think about the fit in Jacksonville with his history in that region.
I know.
With this
coach.
Are you kidding? And apparently, Urban Meyer just moved down the street from him. They're neighbors.
I'm psyched. I'm all in.
They're going to commute together.
The weird part, though, which kind of hurts him, is I know that the NFLPA has been kind of all over some of these teams to, like, not work out their players and trying to keep the players away. Like, you can't even practice with these guys.
Well, did you see the tackle, I think, from the Broncos? I think his name is Juwan James, who was working out away from the facility, blew out his Achilles, and now he may not get his $10 million paycheck for the upcoming season.
I refuse to believe that they won't pay him for that. I refuse to believe that. I would sue their asses. I don't care what the contract says.
I don't know. It looks kind of dicey.
I mean, are
feel
you serious?
Bad for the guy.
So they're expecting no workouts at home, only workout at the team facility?
That can't
be a tenable position, especially in a COVID era. That can't. I saw that story, Cakes, and it's something I wanted to bring up because I can't imagine that they're now just going to pay him zero.
Right.
When he's working out for the team. But, you know, who knows?
All right, let's take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, we've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Ops, joining us at 9 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Mike Rizzo joins us top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the Nationals, who, you know, I just mentioned it. 12-13 doesn't sound that great, Cakes. Half game out of first place, and that's better than they've started the last 3 years.
By the way, what happened to all this talk about, well, the NL East is going to be super competitive in 2021?
Well, it is super competitive.
Okay, but I mean, like, nobody's distinguishing themselves yet at this point. I mean, the Phillies are, you know, 500. The Nats are right there. Mets are one game below 500. A lot of mediocrity in that division so far, but it's early. I mean, we're a month in at this point.
Yep.
Months worth of games played.
So we'll talk to Mike Rizzo about that coming up in about 15 minutes. One thing we wanted to mention, we've mentioned it kind of in passing. So Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, the rocket guy, he's going to be on Saturday Night Live. And apparently it's becoming a big deal. Like, people are upset that he was chosen to be the host.
All right, can we break that
down? Usually it's actors.
Why are they upset?
Actresses or comedians.
No, but sometimes it's just people in the news. But why are they upset that it's him? Is it obviously has something to do with his activist positions or something, right?
Like, I guess so. I don't really understand it. You know, he's worth $180 billion.
Yeah.
He's one of the wealthiest people on the planet.
Last I saw, he was
wealthiest.
Number one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that he went like back and forth, right? And then when they're like kind of a big back and forth there for a while.
I think for a period of time.
Tim and Bezos, neck and neck for wealthiest person on the planet.
Even after the divorce, Bezos is still up there? I thought that knocked him down a few pegs. I mean, he gave away like a quarter of his fortune. But the thing is, Bezos has made a ton of money. He's one of those guys, like Big Pharma and like Amazon. They've made much money.
Look at Amazon's share price over the last like 18 months.
Yeah, they have killed it.
I mean, according to this, I just did a Google search. Bezos, $177 billion. Musk, $151 billion. But this could be dated. I mean, all that stuff changes based on stock price and this and that. Didn't Musk just sell all his crypto? Didn't he buy a bunch of crypto?
No, he didn't sell all of it.
He bought some of it. I mean, he sold off some of it, not all of it. By the way, Real-Time Billionaires has Bezos as $193.2 billion.
Right.
And Musk at $166.2 at third.
That's unbelievable. I think it's because Amazon has maybe killed it more than any company in the world over the pandemic. I mean, they were coming to my house like five times a day. I mean, it was just, they're constantly coming.
Does Prime kill? Does Prime Video kill it? I know Amazon Prime does really well. I kind of sleep on Amazon Prime in terms of my viewing habits.
You sleep on Jack Ryan.
That's
sleep
the only
on that
one that I think
bit.
I've ever watched.
Well, and you'll have to watch football.
I think
like
I watched
year.
A little bit of like Marvelous Maisel, whatever the heck that show was.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's pretty
yeah,
good.
Whatever the heck that dumb show was.
It's pretty good.
It's
I
not
watched
in
it with
my
wife a couple times, but I don't watch. Is there anything worthy of watching on Amazon Prime right now?
I don't know.
I'm scanning the memory banks.
Because I'm with you, EB, that I generally think of the packages, okay? And I'm sure that's where they're making the bulk of their money, but they probably make a ton of money with their streaming service, too.
Oh, I'm sure they make a ton of money, but I think they're making a boatload with just delivering S.
But I get so many books sent to me every day. All the books from Amazon. I haven't ordered a book from Amazon in probably 5 years.
Well, does anybody? I don't even know.
I don't know.
What were you going to say, Drab?
Oh, let's get back to Elon Musk on SNL, because I'm actually intrigued by it. Because he seems like the world's unfunniest person.
He can't be funny. It's impossible that Elon Musk is funny.
But he's like that because he's an
unfunny person. No, they're just upset because he's just controversial. And then,
like, what's controversial? I don't even care about Elon Musk. He means nothing to me. I'm not going to ever buy a Tesla.
Well, first of all, like, he's a major capitalist. Right,
and so people don't like that.
They don't like that. I think he's anti-union.
Oh, then I like him. If he's a major capitalist, we're big time.
That's your guy.
Yeah,
but who's not a capitalist? I always find that to be a strange concept.
They say he's downplayed the pandemic.
There are a lot of people that are like, what?
They say he's downplayed the pandemic a little bit.
Oh, right. Well, I think his opinion is, and not to get into it, but is that our reaction to it has been we've handled it poorly.
Right. He may have made some vaccine comments, but. I mean, he's still like an icon. Like, people are obsessed with him.
But he also says,
well, Tesla's never been more popular.
Right.
And they were burying that company. I remember it was just 2 years ago or so. I was doing a story, and they were like, they may have to file for bankruptcy today.
I'm getting Peyton Manning vibes from him. Because you remember
funny?
Yeah, because Peyton Manning is sneaky funny.
Right.
And I think if Elon and the right writers get together,
okay,
it could be sneaky funny.
I just don't
know
his personality.
And
I want
SNL to be back.
Yeah. But he's a weirdo.
Have you seen him like on Rogan and that kind of thing? Is he
like, he smoked weed with Rogan? I know. Right, that's a big thing. But I mean, outside of that, I don't pay attention to him outside of like his the stock price. That's the only thing I care about.
Like
Elon Musk.
SNL could be funny with him there. Because there's a billion things that they could do skits on.
Right. Hold on, Cakes. Are you a Tesla guy? You bought some Tesla?
No, I don't have Tesla. I mean, outside of like it being like in a mutual fund.
Right.
No, I don't have individual shares.
So then what do you care
about? I wish
about?
I did.
What do you care about him then? You said the only thing you care about him is his stock price. Just in the sense that that's the only way he registers with you.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I don't care about him shooting off rockets and trying to colonize Mars.
I know this.
Think about all the, hold on, JP. I think about all the rockets that he launches that blow up.
A bunch of Clemens.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. He's basically, I'm assuming he's lighting that on fire, right? When you launch a rocket, and I guess the deal is he's trying to launch the rocket and then land it. And he did it successfully one time for about 30 seconds, and then it blew up. But all the other times, it keeps landing. And, like, how much money is he just lighting on fire?
He doesn't care. He's got $160 billion in the bank.
Or does he have sponsors that are paying? So,
yeah,
so
he's got investors.
So you have investors, and they're lighting their money on fire.
Right.
Like, where is this money coming from? Like, he's competing with NASA and, like, the Russian, what is their space agency called, Kate?
I'm sure I know.
Sputnik.
Well, he's competing with them, right? The battle to get to the moon or whatever. I don't even know what he's doing.
To the moon.
He's trying to colonize Mars, Ricky.
Elon is, too.
I'm sure that's his end game.
It is.
Yes.
He's flexing.
Dude, I think people are trying to go back to the moon.
You can't flex bigger than saying, I'm going to try and colonize a planet.
Why would they go to the moon? Why can't they just go to Zillow? There are plenty of places available to live here. They have to go to the moon to find some real estate?
Yeah, I don't know. He did the interview the other day where he said, yeah, that's right, because I remember I did the story where he admitted that people that are the earlier explorers here are going to die. So the early guys that get on the rockets and they take the first ventures out to Mars, they're likely to die.
They're not coming back.
You think that wouldn't be a funny SNL skit with Elon?
Which is?
Like being the first ones to colonize Mars.
I'm sure
they'll do that.
You think you couldn't come up with a funny self-driving car bit with SNL?
I don't remember who said this, but I heard someone say this the other day. The cast members on SNL should be on their hands and knees begging for Elon Musk to come to their show. Because when was the last time anyone talked about SNL?
Right.
Never.
It's putting it front and center.
I can't tell you one cast member. I don't know. They're
Pete
all
Pete Davidson, you know Pete.
He's not on that anymore.
Are you certain?
I don't Who would know?
I think he is still.
He's not a week there's no chance he's a weekly guy.
I'm pretty sure he still is. I'm pretty sure, but
I'm with you. Like, nobody knows who Kyle Mooney is.
I don't think it's relevant.
Drab. Nobody knows who. I know who he is because from time to time I watch. So, but nobody knows who that person is.
There's 50 cast members. You can maybe tell me one.
Right.
Understood.
And, nobody knows the guy who used to be in the AT&T commercials. Is it Beck Bennett? I think he's one of the cast members.
Colin Jost or Hoist or whatever.
Who's doing weekend updates? Is Michael Che and I think it's still Colin Jost.
I don't even know who those. You could those guys could all come in here and do the show with us.
Well,
and I wouldn't.
Entertainment guru.
Yeah, but I don't watch a show that doesn't rate. I mean, do you watch that show? I don't even watch shows.
Not
that
every
rate.
Week. Every once in a while.
I see this about Elon Musk. Is he so powerful now that his stupid Cybertruck is going to be a big hit? Because that's the ugliest thing I've
you
ever
keep
seen.
Bringing up the Cybertruck. Yeah. I haven't heard about it in years, though.
I saw an article yesterday. It's about to come out.
I thought it was just
year.
I remember when it was a big debut and they're like, hey, this is going to be the thing. And then I haven't heard anything about it.
You're going to see about a million of them on the road.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of like somebody, you know, it's one of their simulations, somebody like camping with the Cybertruck and like out of the back seat or out of the trunk, like there's something comes out and you can grill on it.
That's why EB wants to buy it, so you can go camping all the time.
I wouldn't get one of those regular Teslas, but I could maybe get that truck. I could see myself. What is that thing going to cost, though? Probably like $200,000 or something?
I don't know. All right, coming up next, we're switching gears. We'll talk about the Washington Nationals. They did lose last night, which ended their winning streak. 12-13. Mike Rizzo's the president of baseball operations and GM of the Washington Nationals. He joins us next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.